Chapter 28. The wicked man flees, although no one pursues him, but the just man, like a lion, feels sure of himself. If a land is rebellious, its princes will be many, but with a prudent man, it knows security. A rich man who oppresses the poor is like a devastating rain that leaves no food. Those who abandon the law praise the wicked man, but those who keep the law war against him. Evil men understand nothing of justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all. Better a poor man who walks in his integrity than he who is crooked in his ways and rich. He who keeps the law is a wise son, but the glutton's companion disgraces his father. He who increases his wealth by interest and overcharge gathers it for him who is kind to the poor. When one turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. He who seduces the upright into an evil way will himself fall into his own pit, and blameless men will gain prosperity. The rich man is wise in his own eyes, but a poor man who is intelligent sees through him. When the just are triumphant, there is great jubilation, but when the wicked gain preeminence, people hide. He who conceals his sins prospers not, but he who confesses and forsakes them obtains mercy. Happy the man who is always on his guard, but he who hardens his heart will fall into evil. Like a roaring lion or a ravenous bear is a wicked ruler over a poor people. The less prudent the prince, the more his deeds oppress. He who hates ill-gotten gain prolongs his days. Though a man burdened with human blood were to flee to the grave, none should support him. He who walks uprightly is safe, but he whose ways are crooked falls into the pit. He who cultivates his land will have plenty of food, but from idle pursuits a man has his fill of poverty. The trustworthy man will be richly blessed. He who is in haste to grow rich will not go unpunished. To show partiality is never good, for even a morsel of bread a man may do wrong. The avaricious man is perturbed about his wealth, and he knows not when want will come upon him. He who rebukes a man gets more thanks in the end than one with a flattering tongue. He who defrauds father or mother and calls it no sin is a partner of the brigand. The greedy man stirs up disputes, but he who trusts in the Lord will prosper. He who trusts in himself is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom is safe. He who gives to the poor suffers no want, but he who ignores them gets many a curse. When the wicked gain preeminence, other men hide, but at their fall the just flourish.